This is Digital Story Podcast number 608, November 7th, 2017. Today's theme is My Top 5 Photo Apps of 2017. I'm Derek Story. Competition in the photo software space has heated up in 2017. Lightroom still maintains its King of the Hill status, but there are newcomers and veterans alike challenging that position. But how do you determine what's right for you? Today, I will share my 5 favorite photo apps with the hope that this information will make your decision just a bit easier. Okay, so the way that we're going to do this is that all 5 of these apps are the winners, okay? Because there's a whole bunch of stuff out there, you all know that. Now, I'm not going to put them in any particular order, and the reason why, well, I have to put them in some sort of order, right? Otherwise, I just can't say them all at once, but I'm not ranking them. And the reason why I'm not ranking them is because each person has his or her own unique set of needs. And so you could take 2 very good apps that maybe fit me better. So I'd put, you know, app number 1 at 1 and app number 2 at 2 because of fit. But then that would turn around for somebody else. So all 5 apps that I'm going to talk about today are winners. Which one is right for you or which combination of apps is right for you? That sort of depends on, you know, how you like to operate. But this should shorten your list. And, you know, that's all I usually ask for in this world, whether it's, you know, any sort of selection. Okay, we want to go to the movies. Great, let's go to the movies. What do you want to see? I don't know what's out there. But if the other person goes, well, you know, there's, you know, this movie and that movie. One's a comedy, one's a drama. You know, which do you prefer? Well, then I can pick the movie that best fits my mood. I have a short list there, and it's really easy. I go, you know what? Let's go for the comedy tonight because I had kind of a rough day. That's what I'm talking about here. That is exactly what I'm talking about. So you have a short list here. I'm giving you 5 instead of 2 because 2 just isn't enough. There are, you know, there's a lot of good stuff out there right now. But this short list should really help you decide. And now is the time to be talking about this stuff because, yes, 2018 is right around the corner. And it's sort of, I know annual milestones are what they are, but I categorize my photo libraries by year. And if I'm going to make a change, it's really nice to make a change at the beginning of a new year instead of in the middle of the year, just because I can say, okay, my aperture stuff goes up until, you know, 2015. My Capture One Pro stuff goes up through 2017. And in 2018, I'm using, well, let's see what that might be. Okay. All right. So I think we're all up to speed on how I'm doing this. Let's talk about the what. Let's talk about the actual software itself. So I'll start with Lightroom, pick your version. I'm just going to call it pick your version. You can go classic, you can go CC, you can go whatever you want, whatever you want. But Lightroom needs to be in this list because it has an excellent set of editing tools. It has a reasonable DAM. And when I say DAM, I'm not swearing at you. I'm talking about Digital Asset Manager. Digital Asset Manager. So when I say DAM, that's what that means. So it has a reasonable DAM. It has the largest support community going with a bounty of, you know, how-to information, tips and technique and tricks and all sorts of good stuff. So if you're looking for support, if you're looking for how do I do this or that, you know, Lightroom really has a leg up on everyone else. Its cloud connectivity with mobile devices is excellent. Adobe has been working really hard on that. And I had a number of people tell me at the recent workshop that they're really enjoying, you know, Lightroom Mobile. It works for them. It's a great companion to their desktop app. So that all that work and mobility is really paying off for Adobe. And the bottom line is, if you don't know what you need in an all-purpose photo management app, Lightroom really isn't a bad place to start for all the reasons that I mentioned. It's an excellent app for both pros and enthusiasts. And the way that I have my categories on this, so it'll be pro, and then enthusiasts are serious amateurs that know what they're doing and could be pros if they wanted to. And then snapshooters, which are more casual photographers, a lot of times taking pictures of life as it goes on around them, recording family history, things like that. All right. So pros, enthusiasts, and snapshooters. Lightroom is great for pros and enthusiasts. It operates on Macs, Windows, iOS, and Android. Lightroom, it's definitely in my top five photo management software for 2017. Capture One Pro. This has to be in the list. Capture One Pro has continued to evolve and become, you know, more full-bodied is the way that I would put it. It is my favorite RAW decoder in this lineup. The way Capture One Pro decodes RAW files is just beautiful. And it's a combination of math and aesthetic, the way they do it. They just don't go off, you know, a set of numbers for the RAW decoding or some formula. They absolutely have that in the mix, but then they're also looking at it and, you know, they like, and when I say they, the engineers behind this application, they like a little bit more pop to the images, a little more contrast, a little bit more color, and that initial RAW decoding on every camera that I shoot RAW with in Capture One Pro just looks great. So even though it's known as a great image editor with lots of tools and wonderful RAW decoding, I think it's a very good digital asset manager as well. And I don't think Capture One Pro gets enough credit for that part of the program. I came from Aputure to Capture One Pro, and one of the reasons and one of the main reasons why I picked Capture One was because of its digital asset manager. I mean, I loved its RAW decoding, but really what I was looking for was a comprehensive way to manage my files. And they have a great system. It's very logical, and I like it a lot. So powerful editing, powerful RAW decoding, and a very good digital asset manager. If you care about cloud connectivity, however, C1 isn't so good. And like I've said before, I don't really understand why they are so far behind in this particular area. It almost feels like they don't care about it. And going, hey, you got to care a little bit about about it. And as a result, I can't use Capture One Pro for everything that I do. For instance, it's terrible for my iPhone photography. And iPhone photography is part of what I do. You know, I'm not all just shooting client work every day. I guess I would have more money if I did, but it wouldn't be as much fun. So Capture One Pro, great for my client work. You know, people love the images. I can manage a whole bunch of content. But the minute I start taking pictures with my iPhone, it's really no good to me. So the way that I look at Capture One Pro is that, you know, this is an application for pros and serious enthusiasts who don't care very much about cloud connectivity, but really just work on a hard drive, you know, based workflow. And for them, I have to say that this is a good app. So right now I say good for pros, good for enthusiasts. It's available on both Mac and Windows. If you like the cloud, probably not the best choice for you. Luminar made the list this year, and you're probably not surprised at all because I absolutely am head over heels in love with this app. So Luminar just started out as this innovative image editor for the Mac. I mean, that's, you know, they created this thing. It was based on filters and presets, and the filters are really interesting, really interesting. I mean, yes, they have shadow, highlight, all that stuff, but they also had all sorts of really cool filters for softening and for adding, you know, dreamy effects and for changing color cast and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And even in that stage, I liked it. I liked it because I thought they had the most logical approach to working with layers. I thought the noise reduction in the app. It was just fantastic. I love the noise reduction. Adding graduated mask and radio mask was super easy. I mean, it was just fun to work with. It was easy to teach other people this application, and the results are fantastic. So I was really happy with this app. I'm even happier now because they decided that Luminar had potential to be more than what I just described. And they were right. So as of right now, you know, we're in a pre-order phase for Luminar 2018, and there will be a Windows version of it. Now, the Windows version of it's just a tad behind the Mac version, but I'm sure it will catch up over the course of 2018. And then also in 2018, they're going to introduce a Digital Asset Manager. So now you have an app that is one of the most fun apps to edit in. Works on both Mac and Windows platform. Same license works for, you know, either version of the app. And then it's going to have a Digital Asset Manager, and you're going, maybe I need to take a closer look. Now, the way that I use Luminar most of the time is as an editing extension for photos, and it's fantastic for that, but, you know, I need the Digital Asset Manager in photos, and I need the iCloud connectivity in photos, you know, really to manage all those iPhone shots and, you know, all the shots that I transmit to my phone from my Olympus Pen and the other cameras that have Wi-Fi. So I've been using Luminar as part of photos, but if this Digital Asset Manager is as good as it looks, if they introduce reasonable cloud connectivity, and especially for the Mac users, if they bring iCloud into the mix here, and they keep the price down to where it is. I mean, right now you can pre-order it for $59. And if you decide to do that, please do it through my site, right? I'll have a link. You know, just click on any Luminar link on the site. There's a tile. It'll be in the story here, show notes, all that good stuff. Please go through me so I get credit for it. But $59. And if you buy Luminar 2018, then when they introduce the Digital Asset Manager, you get that as just part of your $59 or $69, depending on when you buy the app. That is a pretty good price for something that's looking pretty crazy. And I wouldn't put it past them at all to come up with an iOS app before too long and possibly an Android app as well. So I say these guys are on fire right now. And they have a good-looking software that's innovative, creative. It feels like the most modern piece of software in the bunch here, with the possible exception of the fifth one I'm going to talk about. It just feels happening. So anyway, I would say that Luminar is very good for snapshooters and enthusiasts. It's not to the place yet for pros. I think pro work is still Lightroom and Capture One Pro. let's revisit Luminar again this time next year and see what the conversation's like. At the rate they're going, who knows? All right, next one on the list, Photos for macOS High Sierra. And yes, this does deserve to be in the top five. I know it's still suffering from being in the shadow of Aperture and from being the app that came along when Apple stopped developing Aperture. But the fact of the matter is this latest version, version 3, that comes with High Sierra is quite good, especially for my mobile photography. It just makes mobile photography so easy and so fun. At the end of the day, that's the real reason why I love it. If I take a picture with my iPhone, then I know it's available to me on my iPhone. I know it's available to me on all my computers, my iPad, everywhere else. I know that it's backed up. I know that I'm going to have good editing tools to work on it. Apple's raw decoding is actually quite good. No one ever seems to talk about it, but the raw decoding is very good. I'm moving images into photos all the time from my Olympus Pen and from my Pentax KP, and they look great. They look great in photos. And you know, the thing about the raw decoding with photos is that those raw profiles, they are tied to the OS, not to photos itself. So, I mean, that's how we can have Aperture and photos and even iPhotos still operating, preview and so forth, because they all tap the raw decoding of the OS. And so you don't have to worry about Aperture becoming out of date in the sense that it can't decode the newest camera. As soon as Apple releases that raw profile for that camera, then it works in all the apps. Performance is outstanding with this app. They rewrote it from the ground up. And yes, you know, the 1.0 version was a little painful in terms of features, but not in terms of performance. And right now, when I bring images in, when I export images out, when I do image editing, all that stuff, snapping. It doesn't make any difference if I have a newer Mac or an older Mac. If the Mac runs it, it runs well on it. So I think it's good for enthusiasts, though, really, because not only are the editing tools good in Photos, but the editing extensions are very good, including Luminar, which is a great extension. But, you know, there's DxO and, you know, there's a number of other. Affinity has editing extensions. You can make photos just about anything that you want in terms of workflow. And now in the High Sierra version, there are output extensions also. Photos deserves to be in the top five. It's a good app. Great for enthusiasts, good for snapshooters, Mac and iOS. All right, and then the fifth entry in this elite list here is Affinity Photo. I mentioned it earlier as an editing extension. But, you know, if you want the power of Photoshop, but you want a more modern user interface and more of a photographer emphasis instead of a graphics emphasis, Affinity Photo is really the way to go. I mean, this app, it's well-designed, it's very strong, super powerful tools, great performance, very good price. And then on top of all of that, there's a killer iOS app to boot. And if you have an iPad Pro and you're a photographer, you have to have Affinity Photo on there because, you know, it is just really terrific. This is an app for both pros and enthusiasts. You know, think about it, you're probably going to have Affinity Photo in addition to one of these other apps, the same way that you would have Photoshop in addition to one of these apps. You know, its real power is in image editing and working with your photos and doing things that are outside of what you may do in Lightroom or Luminar or Photos or even Capture One Pro. It is a great toolbox, and I favor Affinity Photo over Photoshop. I love the modernness of it. I love the whole UI. I love the sleekness of it, the performance of it. And I really like their approach. So it definitely makes the list. And, you know, it is available on Mac, Windows, and iOS. And I would put this in a category for pros and enthusiasts. So there we go. Those are what I think are the five really good photo software apps of 2017. We'll compare this list again about this time next year and see what happens over the course of 2018. All five of these apps have a good head of steam. I know Lightroom has hit a couple speed bumps recently, but you know what? They're going in the right direction and embracing the cloud in the sophisticated way that they're embracing it is smart, and they're doing the right thing. They're sometimes a little awkward in how they pull it off. And my guess is they will definitely be on the list next year as well. VideoBlocks, one-stop downloading for video, audio, and images for your projects. So over the last month, I've had this ongoing conversation with a group called StoryBlocks. They provide downloadable photography, video, and audio for creatives who need royalty-free content for their projects. So considering that we have a community of visual artists here, I was interested in learning more. I also had a personal interest too, because I'm more interested than ever than having additional movie and photo content available because I'm shooting more video, and especially the content that I'm capturing with my Spark. You know, there are gaps I'd love to fill. And so I'd like to have footage for intros and transitions and closing content that would augment what I've already recorded. I mean, my personal goal is, so then instead of just editing a few clips together and showing people, hey, look what I shot with a drone. my goal is more to make a real movie using the content that I've shot along with other bits of content that I can get my hands on. So when I heard about VideoBlocks, when they contacted me, I was going, wow, okay, what do you have for me? As I started to explore their really large library of content, a couple things happened. First, I saw a ton of great footage to augment the work that I already have. So I was getting excited about that because I have a number of projects is sort of, you know, sitting halfway done because I don't have the rest of the stuff to make a real movie out of it, right? So I saw lots of content that would help me finish off these projects. So that part's exciting. But then there was a second part that was unexpected, really, in all honesty. And that as I was browsing all these video clips and all this stuff in here that's just so pretty, it started stirring my imagination, and I was beginning to think about, you know, some new projects I could do and how I could take these clips here that they have, and then how I could go shoot this stuff and put together something pretty neat. It has like a two-pronged effect on me, you know, filling gaps of stuff I'm already working on, but also just getting my creative juices flowing. And it's pretty nice. And by the way, you got to be really careful because you can look up and it can be pretty late when you start playing around in here. I thought this was the perfect time of year to, you know, start talking about video blocks because hopefully you have a whole year's worth of content that you're sitting on. You probably haven't had a chance to do a lot with it. And, you know, now if you're in North America, you're coming in to a little bit of wintry weather, and maybe we can start shaping some of this content that we have into finished products. And I just think that this group here, this Video Blocks group, are providing, you know, the stuff that we need to finish off these projects. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to be taking you on a tour of what's going on with Video Blocks. I'm going to be your personal tour guide and just give you a feel for what's happening there. And I'm still learning myself, even though I have spent quite a bit of time in there. There's just so much. There's just so much that... So I'm going to be a little bit of a filter to help shape things. If you have the need for content right now, though, and you know, like I said, they provide video, stills, and audio, then you can join right now. I mean, there's a link in my show notes, Video Blocks for $149 a year that just gives you access to this entire library. As you start to download this stuff and look at it, you'll go, you know what I mean. So the URL is videoblocks.com/digitalstory. That's where you want to go. They have this triple play offer for $149. And then over the next few weeks, I'll be highlighting areas of the site to give you a better feel for it. Take a look. This is going to be fun to talk about. Speaking of video, this is a different kind of video, but I have a new benefit for the Digital Story Inner Circle members. Starting in December of 2017, which if you check your calendars, that's next month, I have a great new benefit for the TDS Inner Circle members, Nimble Software Series. That's what's called Nimble Software Series. Each month, I will post two training videos for these folks, our Inner Circle members, covering Capture One Pro, Lightroom, Luminar, Photos for Mac OS, and more. And I'll post two videos each month, and the videos will be two different softwares. So that, you know, for instance, one could be a Photos and one could be Capture One Pro. So that, hey, I'm not so interested in Photos, but I'm interested in learning more about Capture One Pro, then there'll be something for you. And I'll keep it fresh and rotating every month. So there will definitely be content for you, unless you're just using something, you know, off the beaten track. And then I might not cover that. But I'm guessing that you're probably using, you know, some of the software that we've been talking about this whole show. Now, these videos range from anywhere from 10 minutes long to 30 minutes long. And they cover specific techniques that I've been working on. The audio is really nice on them. You know, the video is good. I think you're really going to enjoy them. And, you know, there's something that you have access to. So, you know, you can watch it, pick out a few things that you want. And then a month later, you can watch it again, pick out a few more things. Thing is, every month for our Patreon members, there are going to be two more. Now, if you're an Inner Circle member right now, then on Friday, December 1st, you'll get a notification with the first two videos. And you'd be ready to go. If you sign up as an Inner Circle member before December 1st, 2017, you'll get a notice. And then you'll get a notice every month thereafter as long as you're part of the plan here. I have been really thankful, as you know, to our Patreon members up until this point, because they're such a vital part of our community. But my bigger vision has always been to make this, you know, more than just keeping the podcast online, which is, you know, kind of an important thing. But I even have a bigger vision than that. And I sort of envision this inner circle where we have all sorts of stuff going on. So the podcast and the Nimble Photographer site was like the first leg. Now this Nimble Software series, you know, this is another facet of it. And I have more stuff planned also. So this is going to be a really neat thing. The threshold's always going to be $5 a month. Now, obviously, if you want to pledge more, I'm really happy about that. But the threshold in order to participate is $5 a month. I want to get more folks in the inner circle here. I want to get this thing, you know, with a bit more head of steam. We've had some new folks lately that I'm really, glad to see. But let's make this happen in 2018. Let's make this a robust environment where we have content in all sorts of different ways and formats that we like, with interesting topics, so that we can continue to grow as artists and photographers. Starting December 1st, the Nimble Software Series. Sign up for Patreon right now as Inner Circle member. Be a part of this new thing and help support the website at the same time. Alrighty, let's wrap up here, and let's start with a big thank you to Red River Paper. Red River Paper standing by us through all this stuff, through software changes, through the coming of video, through drones, through, you know, just about anything that I can do with my camera can end up on a sheet of Red River Paper and look fantastic, right? That's the cool thing about them, is that, you know, we could have iPhone 10, we can have a Nikon D850, we can have a Spark flying overhead capturing still pictures. We can use all these crazy tools, and at the end of the day, we can take that information and put it on a piece of Red River Paper and really create something special. And that's what I love about printing. It is just like flowing right along with all the other new technologies, just saying, hey, you really want to make it good? Do this. Put it on a sheet of Arctic Polar and blow your friends' minds. Red River Paper, they have a tile on all the pages of Digital Story. They have a great Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. They are here no matter how everything else changes, and printing will always be cool. I'm just telling you that right now. It will always be cool. Alrighty, I think that's going to do it for me this week. I've already said my thanks to our Patreon members, and I'm working on some new stuff. Hey, guess where I'm going next week? I'm going to be at Wildspeak. So on Instagram and Facebook and stuff, you'll see some Wildspeak stuff. I'm going to do some interviews. It's going to be an exciting week in Washington, D.C. Make sure you stay tuned to the site and join me as we hang out with some of the best conservation photographers in the world. It's going to be a great week. Lots of good stuff coming down the pike. Make sure you join me. See you next week. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye now.